Hello and welcome to the episode one of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Maddie B. With me are my man, Harv. And of course, as always, you will be hearing from Mr. Bronell himself. So in episode one, we are going to be talking about the Honda Classic. We're going to do a little recap here. Then we're going to dive right into our pick of the week, our tip of the week. And we're going to get into our favorite feature here, the Ultimate Foursome. This episode, we're going to be talking about our Ultimate Foursome with PGA golfers. And lastly, we're going to finish with our WCG Mexico top picks. Starting off, though, well, the Honda Classic just finished up. It was a pretty tough track. So with only 11 guys under par, I mean, gives you an idea of how difficult that course was playing.
That was a nice, it's a nice course.
Yeah.
I would like to play that course.
Yeah.
It does look difficult. Like, how many people bailed right on 18? Like, everyone was in those trees or in that rough on the right side.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is the bear trap. It's been a difficult course for years, but it was just amazing to see that many guys struggle with it. Like, it was, I mean, 11 guys in 156 or whatever, it's pretty difficult to keep that many professionals down for that long. Yeah. But then you look at it, Thomas and List were -8. So how do you have so many guys not under par, but then all of a sudden a handful of guys can go really low?
That's the beauty of golf.
Yeah.
That's
and any week.
The game.
I think it should be talked about too is how many people had written Tiger off this week with how crooked he was last week. Yeah. And then puts up a 12th place finish in a course that they thought was going to eat him up.
And he could have been top 10 if not for those two doubles on 15, especially the second one. Like,
yeah. Well, and I think part of it has to do with he was sweating on Sunday.
His shirt was soaked. It was a light red to start the day.
Yeah.
And It was a full maroon by the end of the day.
It was stuck to him. Like, it's one of those shirts where you, like, start to feel bad for the guy that he has to finish the round with his shirt stuck to him.
That's his new thing. It's Sunday maroon.
Yes. Yeah. He's just, I'm going to go out there, sweat my bag off for Sunday and hope to shoot even par. But, I mean, obviously, as the season goes on, he's going to get in a little better shape, hopefully. But yeah, he had the basketball player chin drip when he's standing over putts.
Yeah.
Just how are you supposed to concentrate with that? Well,
let alone the galleries and all the other distractions.
Yeah. Caddy dropping the ball, got to towel him off.
Yeah. But I mean, it's one of those things where he's used to playing under that type of pressure. And you would think with Justin Thomas now with picking up his 8th win in his last 31 starts, 7th win, sorry, that he would start to learn how to play with a little bit of pressure. But then he goes and gets this guy kicked out for yelling, "Get in the bunker," after he hits the ball. And he's complaining last week about Tiger and all his crowds. It's just...
Like, is he just a dweeb or something? Like, what's his
he's
deal?
Becoming very unlikable. I don't... Well, not very, but he's...
Yeah.
He's not in my... My guys that I like to cheer for, that's for sure.
I mean, top three in the world, and I don't know, maybe it's gone to his head.
Yeah, and he just thinks that he needs to get perfect conditions to play. But then, I mean, some guys would say that's what golf is hard enough without people yelling at you. So maybe you need to cut him a little bit of slack. But again, Tiger's had to deal with that forever, it seems. So and now he's just going to bring galleries back to the courses, so it's just something that they're gonna have to deal with.
What did he make for winning this week? Over a mil, probably.
JT?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it would be. I think they're
1.2,
top prize is
probably,
like 1.2, 1.4.
Like that. Yeah. So, one guy yells in your backswing. Yeah. A week. It's not too bad of a deal, really. I don't know.
Yeah. So we'll see. But yeah. So moving on to our pro tip of the week. This week's pro tip is brought to you by Scott Mungro at golf.com. It's called the 5-ball driver warm-up. So what you do is you tee up 5 balls in a row, perpendicular to where the target line that you're shooting for. You set up to the first ball. You keep your regular driving stance, you know, back straight, a little bit of tuck knees. And then what you're going to do is play it off your front toe. And you're going to obviously hold, you're going to, we'll edit this part out. You're going to play it off your big toe, which will allow you to catch the ball in a slight upswing. Your goal is to hit the first shot about 100 yards with your full motion. Then you're going to step up to the second ball, and you're going to try to hit that one 125 yards. Third ball, 150 yards. Now as you get up to your fourth ball, you're going to try to hit it 175 yards with the same motion, but obviously you have to swing a little bit harder each time. Now on your fifth swing, you're going to swing as hard as you possibly can and absolutely crush it. And this is meant to obviously teach yourself how to swing harder to make the ball go further. Just working yourself into your swing rather than just going out to the driving range and trying to hit the ball as hard as you possibly can, as far as you possibly can. It's about teaching yourself that as I swing harder, under more control, you will see more consistent results.
Solid tip.
Yeah.
I'll probably never do it, but good tip.
Well, it's something you do when you have free range balls, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you're paying for a bucket, you're probably not focusing on that sort of tip, but...
Yeah, and some guys...
Before a round, maybe if you're going out to practice.
Yeah. Swing as hard as you possibly can, hit three in each direction, one straight, and you're good.
I'm more like a three wedge and then just rip drivers type of guy.
I start with a 7 or 8.
Yeah. What's your routine?
And then I'll hit a few like fours or fives, and then I'll hit a couple drivers, and then I'll just hit a couple like 60s just to get a little bit of feel right at the end.
Sometimes I wish I had the ability to just go out and hit 350 balls for free. So you could go through a full range of warm-up as compared to, oh, here's your $8 for 50 balls, good luck. And you, by the time you even hit a few with each club, you're done, and you don't even get any actual work in. But all right.
The main event.
The main event. The first ever Ultimate Foursome. So Ultimate Foursome is something that we're going to do on a weekly basis here. And what it is we're going to take ourselves and our top three in a specific category of people that we would like to golf with for a variety of different reasons. The first, obviously, this first episode is going to be strictly on PGA golfers that we would want to have. Current PGA golfers that we would want to have in a foursome. So we'll go one at a time here. We'll just go through our three picks and then we can discuss each guy's and then critique as we see fit. But I'll go first. The first golfer that I'd like to see in my ultimate foursome is Dustin Johnson. Now, obviously, number one in the world. Be nice to golf with the best golfer in the world. But, I mean, if we're talking about the full package, he hits the ball a mile. I mean, he's a member of the Gretzky family. I'd love to hear some stories about the great one. He seems like just a generally good dude. Like, he doesn't seem like... I mean, he's a little bit arrogant. How can't you be? You're the best golfer in the world and you're married to Paulina Gretzky. But, I mean, it just seems like he doesn't really whine. He's a guy that if you asked him a question or asked him for a tip or just how his life's going, he'd probably give you an answer. He just seems like...
He definitely could be more arrogant than what he is.
Are we talking DJ now or like DJ like 3 years ago when he was a bit of a party?
I mean, kind of both. I wouldn't mind to hear him now that he's kind of settled down a little bit just because he could dad tell DJ. You what he... Yeah, dad DJ. Yeah. I mean, I'd like to get his thoughts on just why he always wears white pants and light-colored pants. Doesn't seem to wear a lot of dark pants. But he seems like a dude that I would want to golf with.
And watching him bomb.
Yeah. I mean, he's good at everything. He's good at everything. So, I mean, it's... pretty difficult to not pick him for a top.
I feel like he'd be a guy that would just kind of... He wouldn't say much, though.
That was one of the things that I wasn't sure if I wanted to put him in. Only because, he might just be like, yeah, let's get this round over with.
Yeah.
I just want to get out of here. Sure, I'll... Yeah. Here. Well, I think watch me sock a few dingers.
Like we're talking this round is not like a, hey, you won a chance to golf with three guys. It's like... You're in there as like...
You're a legit guy too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. You're not just, hey, I got...
He doesn't have somewhere to be.
Yeah, I won an opportunity to golf with Dustin Johnson on a Monday.
You didn't make a NBA game and got to go golf with three pros. Like,
yeah, you get to pick them. They're your buddies for the day, so to speak. They open up as though you were actually one of their friends.
Definitely have DJ there then.
Yeah, I think so.
I regret not putting him in mine now.
My next one is Slick Dick Rick, Ricky Fowler. He seems like a good dude, and for the same reasons of DJ, he seems like a down-to-earth guy that, you know, has been golfing all his life, and it'd be, he's kind of that rushed in that new, he's the new age of golf where he appeals to kids, everyone loves him. I mean, he's went through his stages of growth where he used to have the long hair, and now he's kind of settled down, also dating a rocket, so I got two. Maybe we'll get lucky and DJ and Ricky's girlfriends will follow us around. So I mean, that would be nice.
Plus, if you really hit it off, maybe you guys can ride dirt bikes after.
Yeah, I mean, auto perk would be riding some dirt bikes around. But I think he would be interesting to have. And then lastly, Graham Dillette, being a fellow Canadian, I think it'd be interesting to see. Fellow Sasky boy, just how he possibly made it in golf when he only had a season that was 5 months. And I mean, obviously I didn't know him growing up or anything. I'm sure he had some exposure to winter golf and getting down south, but just the fact that he grew up in Saskatchewan where you only have 4 or 5 months of golf season, how you get that good to actually make it. And then, I mean, he's done fairly well for himself, I would say. So just kind of, it gives you a little bit of a soft spot in your heart, obviously, for someone like that.
Yeah, that Shaw Cable sponsorship.
Yeah. Yeah. The only guy on tour, is he the only guy on tour with Shaw Cable?
I think so.
He's got RBC, too. Yeah. And,
well, DJ's an RBC guy now, too.
Yeah.
So he was kind of ushered in. Big Easy.
Plus, Dillette could bring the beers for the round.
Yeah, with Bard.
Prairie Bard or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good stuff. I've had it.
It's not horrible.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good. So yeah, I got DJ, I got Ricky Fowler, and I got Graham Dillette. Bronell?
All right. Well, being a lefty, I got to start off with a lefty of my own. I got to go with Phil. I got to go with him. He's the gloat, the greatest lefty of all time.
The gloat.
The gloat.
And I legit would stand, I legit would get him to flop a shot over me standing in front of him and not wear a cup or anything.
You trust his skills.
Like one of my dreams.
Is it out of the bunker?
The golf equivalent of a trust fall.
Yeah. Is it out of a bunker or just like...
No, just a little bit rough. Just flop rough. Right over top.
That's fair. I actually like that. That's a really good idea.
I'd still put my hands over my junk.
Are you facing it or are you facing away?
Facing him.
Yeah. Oh, that is a trust fall.
Yeah. I believe in him, so... Yeah, I have him for sure, and he's my American of the group. I got another guy who's Irish. You can probably guess who that is. Rory McIlroy. Super long hitter, cool guy, multiple major winner. Maybe knows some dirt about Tiger, I could ask him.
Yeah, I mean, he's been there for a long time, too. Yeah. So it's, you got to have the one guy that's actually... Well, you have Phil, so you need to have a good guy in your group. So Rory fills that void, for sure.
Phil's been red hot lately. He's got three
turning back the clock. Top fives
in his last three.
He's turning back the clock.
But yeah, still Rory think he's just top. Seems like a good guy you want to play around with. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean... I can't think of many reasons why I wouldn't want him in it.
Like, I just think he... There's more to him than meets the eye kind of thing. Like, he seems like a quiet guy that kind of...
Well, I mean, he is Irish.
Yes, he is Irish.
So. He would be a good time. Yeah. And if you're getting... I mean, in Ultimate Foursome, you're getting a full day out of these guys. So you get your round, and then you're probably going to the clubhouse after, and then, who knows, maybe you become best buddies.
Maybe.
Maybe. You never know.
Next thing you know, you're
just caddy. What's that?
Next thing you know, you're just caddy.
Yeah.
Hey, and my last guy, had a tough time with this one, but needed to go with an Aussie because they're super fun, and I went with Jason Day. I just wanted to have all major winners, and he just won the PGA. And yeah, he can complete the two versus two lefty righty match
of that'd be a good match.
Phil against Rory and Jason.
We'd
probably be a little favored, but close match, I think.
I don't know how well you'd golf with Phil though. You'd be just clapping for him on every shot.
Probably, and yeah.
You wouldn't really be all that into the round, I wouldn't think. You'd be too worried about disappointing him. I just don't know about Day though, because to me, he's one of those guys that seems like we'd be fun, but he's probably not all that fun.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
He's
kind of
like
that
in the DJ boat for me. Yeah. It's like, it's hard to read him.
I think if it's a fun round that it's supposed to be with three buddies, it might be okay. But like if you got him in a serious round with his visualization stuff he does and his meditation before each shot, it might be. If he gets mode, he might not be.
I think in a fun round, you know, a couple beers are flowing, and I think he'd open right up and loosen up and be a really fun guy to be around.
Yeah, I'm sure he's probably not all that bad. So you got Phil, Rory, and Day. All
right? That's right.
Harv?
Well, I kind of went as like a group mentality and assuming that we'll guzzle some adult beverages on the course. And I went with, my top golfer of all time and Sergio Garcia. I mean, you see...
El Nino.
Won a major. You've seen him at Ryder Cup tournaments when they win, and how wild some of those guys get. So I think he'd be a fun time there. And I wouldn't have any problem chirping him a little bit when he started getting the little delay to hit his ball choking down on his club. Cool. So I'd have no problem maybe telling him to speed up. But I assume he'd take it in stride and not want to give me a punch in the face or something like that. But just to watch him hit, like, the swing he has, the shots he shapes is something that would intrigue me about him.
Also, you don't want Bubba in there shaping shots.
That might be in my ultimate foursome of least guys I want to golf with. Yeah. Bubba Watson, but
that could be a future episode.
That's a topic for a different day.
The gun to the head, ultimate foursome.
Yeah,
I'll write that one down.
Yeah, and then second off, following up with Bronell there, Rory. I mean, just watching his swing is something to try and emulate. How effortless it kind of sees and how high and far he hits it. And again, seeing him sport a kilt after winning the Ryder Cup and shirtless and drinking beers just seems like another good guy to have in a group. And the third guy kind of went off the board here, but went with Andrew Beef Johnson. Just because, again, we're drinking beers. I want that guy on my team. Like, he will guzzle some booze on that course for sure and have a good time while doing it. And if everything goes well, we're eating beef and cheddars after the round.
Representing Western Europe with those three, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy that you went with all Europeans, but...
Fuck, that'd be a slow group, though. I'd be the guy behind the group yelling, hit the ball to that group.
I mean, I don't play fast, so I'm already adding to that.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Pace of play would be something that we didn't really factor into these. But again, you have all day.
Yeah.
Let's say you're the only ones on the course for these things. So you can do whatever you want. I don't think that would be a bad time at all.
Your group would probably play pretty fast.
Yeah, I think
DJ
so.
DJ and Ricky would be...
Yeah, I think they'd be all right.
Phil would take his time, you know, pulling pins from 60 yards out, trying to hole it. But
pacing them
for
off.
For bogey.
Pacing every shot off. Yeah, that's... Those aren't bad. I think they would be some pretty good rounds.
Cool. Obvious omission.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so...
There's one guy that probably could have made all three groups, but...
Yeah, so obviously the glaring leave out on these teams is Tiger. So the big reason why I left Tiger off is because, again, we're doing this as buddies, but I still don't know how... If I'm going to get truthful Tiger or, like, PR Tiger. Because if I'm getting truthful Tiger, I wanted to put him in. But I just don't know. I think he's almost like past that. So it's Party Tiger would be obviously number one on all of our lists. But you just don't know what you're going to get with him now.
Yeah, and you want like shoes off, pulled over by the cops Tiger.
Yeah.
But you're probably not getting that.
Yeah, like he'd be the best. Just listening to how he grew up, and just like I can't even imagine how many golf balls he hit when he was a kid, and just like every day. And then you see those his training regimen come out, and like the guy, no wonder he was so amazing. But obviously that has to mess a guy up after a little while. Like you have to liken it to like a child actor. But his collapse happened after 30, not at 17.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so, like just the workout, the toll on its body, like it's no wonder he gets hurt hitting a shot out of the deep rough the last couple of years. His body's just been held together by pins and needles, probably given the workouts and training he's done throughout his life.
And you really just hope that even this week, like top 12, even par in a tournament where only 11 guys were under par, and he's 12th at even par, maybe he's starting to put it back together. He says he's healthy. That was back-to-back tournaments.
Like, how many people would have watched that tournament if Tiger wasn't in the mix on Sunday?
Yeah.
Way not less many. People.
Not many.
The names on that leaderboard were pretty scarce. Like,
yeah. I mean, Fleetwood's starting to bring some people around, but Tiger is the guy.
Oh, they're all good players, but they're not, like, Luke List.
Relatively unknown. Like Norin and Fleetwood, European guys who...
Yeah. I mean, like, Norin's been playing really good lately.
Yeah. Well, he just had another top five, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing again next week.
Yeah.
Could be interesting.
Once Tiger was done on Sunday, it was just like, oh, okay, well, I guess somebody's got to win this tournament now.
Yeah, it's pretty much what it was.
Yeah.
And you can tell, too, even just watching... The commentators are just pulling so hard for him.
Oh yeah,
to make it. But it was incredible to watch that he's on 15, and he's 7 shots off the lead, and he gets every other shot of TV coverage.
Yeah,
it's like the leaders are on 9; they're 6 holes behind him, and he still gets every one of his shots gets shown.
Yeah,
it's just and I was watching every single one, and then I'm in the same boat. As soon as he was done, you're watching and you're still paying attention. But it's not like I can go get a drink. I don't have to make sure that I'm back right away. But
yeah,
it's pretty crazy. Like,
I'm not even a big Tiger fan. I've never been a huge Tiger fan, but I just can't help but watch him every time he's on TV golfing.
Yeah, he's pretty captivating.
Yeah,
for sure. But moving into our WGC Mexico picks, Tiger is not playing this week.
It's a small field, only 60 guys, eh?
A small field, lots of big names. So obviously picks here are a little bit finicky, but we're going to go with 3 picks apiece. And then what we'll do is, obviously next week we'll see how we did. Maybe keep a little side tally of how our picks did and you know, see who the folks out there that may or...
Make it a little interesting, maybe.
Yeah,
even.
The folks that maybe will take us up on some of our picks. Should we put together a little bit of a streak? Then maybe, you know, you might be able to gain some...
Might be able to rely on us.
Yeah. So I'll let you go first, Bronell.
We just going to do one. Let's do one at a time.
Okay, sure. Yep.
Okay, well... DJ seems like a big favorite because he has 5 WGCs and he's the best. But I'm not picking him this week.
DJ.
My top pick's John Rahm. He was tied for 3rd last year at this event. I think I read something about him he's been outside of the top 10 in the last 3 tournaments, and anytime he does that, he just wins the next week. So I figure he's due. So he's my first pick.
That's enough for you to take him.
That's enough.
I read an article.
Awesome.
Read an article. Well, Bronell basically gave me the reason why to take DJ. I mean, he's won 5 WGCs. He, going back to Matty B's ultimate foursome, he does everything the best. He hits it the farthest. He's number one in the world. He seems to play big in the big tournaments that keep him number one in the world. So, DJ, all the way.
He's won 5. He's got the second most, hey? Tiger's got 18.
18 WGCs.
Yeah.
To 5.
couple years.
Yeah. He's got to win them all for the next 5 years.
Boy's got some work to do.
Yeah. Well, I am also taking John Rahm.
What a boy.
Because... He, like you say, he is due. He's been in the mix for the last few. Well, his name's always out there, but like you say, he's finished outside. So I think John Rahm is due. I'm going to double up, though. I'll take the second round pick number 2.
I'm going to take Thomas Peters. A little bit of a dark horse here, but he has been doing fairly well overseas. He's coming over, and he does well at this tournament specifically. So he almost won it. So
he was, what, top 10, top 15 at Honda?
Yeah, he snuck in at the very end. I'm not sure exactly what his placing was, but he snuck in. And so I think he's now shaken out the jet lag, and now he's ready to play. So I got
he's kind of got that DJ body type, eh?
Yeah. It seems like he's a bit of a... He'll go away for a little bit, obviously playing in Europe.
Yeah.
But then he'll just burst on the scene again. So I think this is the time.
Oh, over to me?
Go ahead, Arv.
I'm going against all my better judgment here, because every time we pick this guy, he shits the bed. But I'm going Tommy Fleetwood.
Oh, boy.
He had a good run this past week. He seems to be trending in the right direction. Just got a hunch. Riding the gut feeling here.
Well, he was in it all last week, so.
But every time I pick him for anything, it's almost a for sure miscut or bottom 40.
Noted. Yeah. I'll write that down. Bruno, who you got?
Well, I'm going with my guy. I'm going Tony Finau.
Tony!
The guy's hot. He's hot. I'm riding him while he's hot. He's got three top sixes in his past five tourneys, and he didn't, I think, maybe he missed the cut in one of the other ones, but he just seems to be always up there lately, and hits the ball a mile. I think this course will be good for him.
If they're playing in like 2 feet of water,
yeah,
his cups are going dry, because those flood pants are something else.
Yeah. My socks are soaked, but my cups are bone dry. I'm taking Justin Rose. The guy, he's always up there. He's a top 10 machine. It's just a matter of if he can pull one out. But again, it's WGC. There's 60 of the best players in the world. I mean, we're taking three guys. Someone's going to be right, I'm sure. And I think it's Justin Rose this week, but we'll see.
He was the guy I was going to take instead of Fleetwood, but
kind of an easy
went
way
against
out
my gut.
Pick.
Yeah.
I went with my gut and took Fleetwood, yeah.
There is no cut, so. No. 60 guys, so. That's the thing, is a guy could shoot, just hang around Thursday, Friday, and shoot an unreal Saturday, and next thing you know, he's in the third last group and could win.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm thinking Rose is probably that exact guy.
He always hangs around.
Yeah, just hang around, shoot a low Saturday, and go and try to win it on Sunday. Top five, for sure.
Well, my third guy, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of him. His name is Dylan Fratelli.
Have heard of him.
Have you? Yeah. Well, because you play DK.
And I did some research.
Yes.
Yeah.
He finished 11th at the Honda. He has 10 top 20s in his last 12 starts worldwide. Guy's hot. Yeah. Won twice in Europe last year. South African guy. I'd never heard of him until this morning, but
I think worth a pick.
I think he's gonna do something.
Worth a dart.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
I'm going back and forth here, but I'm gonna have to go with the little guy, Daniel Berger. Started off hot last week and then just kind of petered off. I think he'll right the ship here and get her done
and win. Yeah, I mean, he's definitely winning. Just in golf. I mean, he's up there, but no, that's not a bad pick. So there we go. I got Peters, Rahm, and Rose.
I got Rahm, Finau, and Fratelli.
And I got I don't even know who I picked. Fleetwood, Berger,
DJ.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Not bad. Oh yeah, the number one in the world. So there you have it. So next week we will we'll run over our recap of the WGC. We'll have another fresh new Ultimate Foursome for you, and we'll keep it coming with the picks. We appreciate everyone listening in to podcast number one, and hopefully you like what you hear and you'll stick around for the next few. Subscribe to the feed at your respective podcast providers, and Thanks again.